They understand. Do you get it? You see, that's the way our Lord teaches a lot. You know, you don't get it. Well, we'll take a quick look at the first reading, and then we'll try to work on that. We're in the letter of James. And it's about persevering in temptation and realizing that the temptation doesn't come from God. God doesn't tempt anybody. Each person is tempted when lured and enticed by his desire. Then desire conceives and brings forth sin. And when sin reaches its maturity, it gives birth to death. This is so in keeping with the wisdom outlook of the Old Testament, this letter of James. Do not be deceived, my brothers and sisters. All good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. I guess it's okay. Shadow of change is what the text says. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we might be a sort of first fruits of his creation. So we live by his word of truth. And if we don't hold fast to that, we die. The gospel, you just heard it. Watch out. Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they thought, he's telling us that because we forgot to bring any bread with him, with us. We just had one loaf. And so he asked them, are your hearts hardened? What a strange question. They don't get it about the leaven of the Pharisees. Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? He's quite harsh. You don't seem to get it. Don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up? They said 12. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets of fragments did you pick up? 7. Do you still not understand? Well, the answer is no, I don't understand. Pray. Who is the one loaf in the boat? Jesus. They have him. They need nothing else. Even if you need bread, I can multiply it for you. You see, watch out against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Why did they get from that he's mad because we didn't bring any bread? I mean, Mark is a great storyteller, by the way. You know, it's the shortest gospel, but you don't need any more bread if you have Jesus. You're fine. This is the conclusion of the section in Mark called the bread section. Almost every story is about bread, one way or the other. And so this one, you see, why, what are you nervous about? If it's physical bread, when there were 5,000 people and you had 5 loaves, how many baskets? The loaf is that big. Baskets are this big. How many baskets? 12. What about this time? 7. You don't get it yet? Material bread I can give you any time. But the one loaf that you feed from is me. And you've got to understand that. You live by me. You live by my flesh in your flesh, my blood in your blood, my thoughts in your mind, my spirit in your spirit. You live by me. I'm the bread. And so do you still not understand? What a lovely way to put it. You know, Mark is provoking us. Do you understand? Do I understand that Jesus is my bread? He's everything I live by. And for him to take, you know, a loaf of bread and feed 1,000 people is no problem. But you see, it starts off, watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees, the leaven of Herod, which is hypocrisy. And they said, oh gosh, he knows we forgot the bread. How could they get that? Well, we do this, don't we? I think we start first. What he'd like to say is, why don't you just listen to what I'm saying and don't be so afraid of me. I love you. I'm going to die for you. I'm trying to teach you. I've made you fellas the head of the church. So why can't you just trust me? It's very powerful. I have a great devotion to this section because, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many years ago I did an analysis of this whole section for one of my projects when I was doing my studies. And that was some time ago now. But Jesus is the bread. You see, they forgot to bring bread. They had only one loaf with them in the boat. That's Jesus. We live by Jesus, don't we? Literally. He's our bread. And we're thinking and looking for so many other things. And there it is. And so he says to them on the last line, do you still not understand? And we can say, yeah, I don't understand. And he will enlighten us. He will enlighten us. Jesus, you are the bread that I long for. St. Catherine of Siena, when she received the Eucharist every day, used to say, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this gift. But how long do we have to keep it up in symbol? I want to see you. Now that's sacramental theology. It's a promise. It's a foretaste. But he's getting us ready for so much more.